Around 3 o'clock at night, there are about 4 or 5 of them out, and they're like in different corners. And we've watched them with binoculars and a lower powered microscope and stuff, and they're just blinking red and blue and white lights.
Are they on the move?
Well, one time they're like up on the left hand corner, and then about 10 seconds later, all the way around the other side of the sky. I haven't actually seen them moving, but they do move.
Uh huh. They're pretty high up.
Yeah, really high up. But we've gotten binoculars and things out to look at them, and all we can make out is just the flashing colors.
I see.
And they're not moving at all. It's not airplanes or nothing. They're too high up, and they're not moving at all. In 1 minute, and then about 10 minutes later, they're all the way across on the other side of the sky.
I see. Well, then that's moving pretty good clip, anyway.
Yeah, that's what we figure out. But a lot of guys, see, I work midnight shift from 12 at night to 7 in the morning, and we see them all the time.
I see
them all the time anyway, and the guys I work with do too. And like I say, we brought binoculars and stuff and got a better look at them, but make out the colors real good.
Right.
But
nothing is seen at low altitude?
No, nothing at a low altitude yet.
Okay, could we get your name?
Yeah, but don't send nobody here trying to say I'm nuts or anything.
Oh, no.
The reason why, I got interested is I was just laying here listening to the radio, and they said that the Marysville police been spotting them and everything. And I call the police all the time after I see them, and I know they're seeing them because I see them. And like one time I was talking to the death sergeant, I told him to go out there and look, and he saw them himself and come back in, when you're talking.
Right.
But like they say, they're seeing them too.
Well, we sure appreciate your letting us know about this, and if we get any more on it, we'll get back to you and let you know.
All right, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Sure. All right. Hey.
Yeah.
You guys open 24 hours or what?
Round the clock.
You want me to call you sometime when I see them out?
Anytime, yes, sir.
I don't know what you can see from where you're at, though.
Pardon?
But I said, I don't know if you can see them from where you're at, but where we're at, we can see them.
Uh-huh.
But there's nothing, they're never close enough to really get a good look at. They're really up there.
Yeah. Well, what we're really interested in, too, is if you hear of any close approaches where they come down close to the ground.
Uh-huh. Well, believe me, I'll keep my eye open. But what I'm seeing is, I'm not the only one seeing them. There's a lot of people on night shift in the flight line seeing them,
Uh-huh.
But everybody's trying to pass them off as weather balloons and everything, and I've checked into that, and they said negative. But I don't believe it weather balloons anyway, because, like I say, one time we'll be sitting out, by our section, and they'll be way up the left-hand side of the sky, and the next minute there'll be two off to the right-hand side,
Right.
So I don't believe that stuff. That's a pretty good distance to traveling, and very quick.
You bet it is.